Weyburn. The Richardson pioneer Weyburn Red Wings had hoped to win out over the visiting Humboldt Broncos for a second time, but were edged out by 1-7-6 on Saturday evening, capping off Weyburn Hockey Day. The team members then held a skate with fans after the game, along with players from the Weyburn Gold Wings. The two teams played road hockey with young hockey fans and players on the street in front of Crescent Point Place on Saturday morning to help kick off Hockey Day, and then had an autograph session in the rink lobby. The Wings also dropped their Friday night match against the LaRange Ice Wolves by a score of 5-3. In the Broncos game, the Red Wings were first on the board with a pair of goals, the first by Nicholas Kovac, assisted by Jakob Kalin, and then on a blue line shot by Elijah Anderson, assisted by Kovac. The Broncos got one back with 35 seconds left in the period. Ty Mason of the Red Wings scored unassisted in the second period, then Humboldt scored a pair to tie the game up. Jackson Hassman scored, assisted by Blake Norris, followed a minute later with a Broncos goal, then Mason got his second goal of the game on a pass from Riley Morgan. The game had to be suspended 15 minutes into the period when glass shattered, and the remainder of the period was tacked on to the third period. Humboldt scored twice, and Weyburn's Riley Morgan scored to tie the game back up on an assist from Mason, but Humboldt got the winning goal at the halfway point of the third period. Matt Schophorster was in net for the Red Wings, saving 47 of the 54 shots made on him. The Broncos scored on 3 of 5 power plays, while the Red Wings scored on one of their 3 power play opportunities. In Friday night's match, Mason scored the game's first goal from Morgan, and there was no more scoring until 7:44 of the second when the Ice Wolves tied the game. Mason scored a second time, this time assisted by Kovac and Morgan, then LaRange scored twice to take the lead, adding 2 more in the third period. Weyburn's Hassman added a goal, assisted by Kalin, but it wasn't enough to catch up to the Ice Wolves. Dazza Mitchell returned to the Red Wings lineup and was in net for most of the game, making 32 saves on 37 shots. He was pulled at 18:23 of the third period for the extra attacker. The next action for the Red Wings will be on Friday, December 9, when they host the Kindersley Clippers, and will hold the teddy bear toss for the Salvation Army. The Melfort Mustangs will visit on Saturday, December 10, with both games starting at 7 p.m. at Crescent Point Place.